We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, let's take a quick peek at the sports calendar to see what's cooking.
This is Joe. Joe thinks he's seen it all.
How about a prediction on the Buccos tonight? And I think they lose 17-1. You?
I love your predictions. They're always entertaining and somewhat comical, I might say.
Really? You don't think that's possible tonight? They've been close so far.
I don't think they're going to lose 17-1. No.
That is the ball game. And the final score, Reds 14, Pirates 1.
Joe said it would. Wow. Horse outdid himself today, didn't he, Ron?
Now, Joe, do you remember Joe DiNardo? Have you been in Pittsburgh long enough? The whole advertising, Joe said it would. Okay, I didn't know. He's been gone for quite a while. I didn't know if you remembered that, but that's what that was. They built that whole thing on Joe said it would, and all of a sudden now you're the Joe who says it would. So it's a shame you didn't make a prediction earlier today. You probably would have been right again. It's 5-0 in the bottom of the fourth. 5-0 Reds, I should say.
Yes. Well, no, you didn't really need to clarify that. I was going to say 22-3 today, just to joke around. And of course, last night I was at least three quarters joking around, but I feel like any game could get away from this team at any time. What's Cooking is presented by Morrison Kitchen and Bath, customizing kitchens, baths, and wine cellars, and by Mr. Reuter. Call 412-ROOTER2. How about Horse digging into the archives there, Ron? That was incredible.
It was. That was a great. He told me he was billing it. You know, he's like you. When it's really good, he doesn't have to seek approval. That was really good. It lived up to the expectation.
We all like approval, Ron. Even our little horse. And that one was as good as any I've heard. The out of office report. And then I predicted a Polanco strikeout. I really went out on a limb here in the second inning today. The out-of-office report brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture and Home Projects are on the horizon. We're here to help with ideas and inspiration for your home or DIY project or to help find the best company to do it. Throughout April, check out all things at home at home at 93.7thefan.com. Brought to you by Dollar Bank. Visit dollar.bank for great rates. We were talking about the home opener tomorrow. And the fact that I'm going to be going to games this year, you know, I'm not going to let whatever feelings I have about the Pirates' opinions keep me from going to the ballpark. Although I certainly respect people who don't want to go. They're more than entitled to that opinion as well. Let's go to, is Harry in Harmony still on the line here, Horse? Let's go to Harry.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
How you doing today?
Good.
First of all, I just want to thank you both. Running such an enjoyable show. It's so nice to hear some sports analysis with such a positive approach. So you guys are just really awesome.
Thank you, Harry and Harmony. We appreciate that.
Yeah, great bit with Jay Caulfield, by the way. As far as the Pirates go, I'm going to go to the game tomorrow. I'll probably see about maybe six games at home this year. And, yeah, you know, it's still, like you guys said, it's a great day out, you know, and, you know, the outcome's going to be bad. But at the same time, you look for good plays. You look for a couple of rising stars. I'm actually pretty excited to see Oviedo live. I mean, that kid's looked pretty great the couple of innings that he's been in. And, it's a good time to go. I go with the same buddy, and, you know, we don't really talk about anything beyond Pirate baseball, and you know, it's enjoyable.
Well, glad you're enjoying it, sir. That's great. The Pirates are thankful to have fans like you, because not everybody feels that way.
Yeah, Ron, do you think people ever live up to the town they live in? Harry sounds like he's a very harmonious man. He's filled with harmony, Harry, aren't you?
You bet I am. Yeah, no doubt about that.
Thank you, Harry.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a great day.
Ron, what a nice man, huh?
Yeah, he was. I don't know if our takes are always positive, but, you know, I'm glad Harry enjoys the show.
I think he should be a regular caller, Harry, from Harmony. Getting back to Sean Miller, we just spent a moment on that. Like I said before, I was surprised that he just kept surviving and surviving there, and now it finally comes to an end. I mean, in one way, he had a hell of a run there, and in another way, it was somewhat tumultuous, shall we say, for the last 4 years or so.
Oh, tumultuous for sure. That's what I'm with you. I mean, again, you know, I like Sean personally. I covered him when he played at Pitt, I have great respect for him, you know, as a person. But, you know, he got caught, and it looks awfully bad for him. And I'm surprised that it took this long for him to be, you know, to be forced out. You know, but we've seen it happen other places. The guy, how about the guy at Louisiana? What's his name? Wade?
Yeah.
You know, he is still coaching, and no one can figure that out as well. I can't. You know, it just – college basketball is just such a – it's just such a dirty business, isn't it? And it's not just Sean Miller. It's not just Arkansas. I mean – LSU, it's just a dirty business, Joe.
Meanwhile, real time, even as we speak, Deshaun Watson losing endorsements left and right. Nike, and this was in the wake of yesterday's news conference in which one of his accusers appeared and put a name to this whole thing. Nike suspended its endorsement deal with Watson, and now Reliant Energy released a statement on Wednesday saying he will no longer be a brand ambassador for the company. And that's, of course, NRG Energy is the parent company of Reliant, which has the naming rights to the stadium in Houston. So this looks like it's going to get a whole lot worse before it gets better, if it ever does get better anytime soon for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I mean, people were dumping them left and right because they, you know, obviously – you know, companies don't want to be associated with this sort of thing. And, you know, he's still not proven guilty of anything, but the charges are just overwhelming. Now people have put their name on it. It's not just an anonymous, you know, person that said this. Two women came out and revealed their identity yesterday. Businesses just don't want to take a chance on being associated with that, Joe. And it's pretty hard to blame them, isn't it?
At this point, yes. It's like I said, it's not looking real good. Let's finish off today, Ron, with a woman named Sonia who's calling us. Hello, Sonia.
Oh, my gosh. I'm talking with you guys. That's awesome. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you, Sonia? Where are you calling from?
I'm Pittsburgh local here, Sonia Kale.
Nice to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Oh, what's on my mind? I feel bad for the Pirates, okay? Anyway, I feel terrible for the Pirates and terrible for Sean Miller, okay? So anyway, don't get mad at me, but my family and I have known Sean Casey, who played from the Cincinnati Reds, ever since I was a teenager. My family and I have known Sean Casey ever since I was a youngster, okay? And Anyway, I'm not cheering for the Cincinnati Reds, but I felt terrible for the Pirates. So I'm divided with the Reds and the Pirates because Sean used to play for the Pirates for 1 year. So anyway, I feel terrible for Sean Miller too. Sean and Sean here. So
thank you, Sonia. We appreciate the call. Ron, any comment on Sonia's call?
I'm not quite sure where to go there with that one. You know, I love Sean Casey, too. I don't know that I care whether the Reds win or lose. Now, he's been gone for a lot of years. But if you're talking about my all-time favorite people, he is definitely on one hand of them. The mayor of Upper St. Clair is wonderful. So at least she's picking a good guy to be a fan of and to love, Joe.
I think I blanked in the middle of that whole thing, Ron, but it was a wonderful show today. Tomorrow we're going to have plenty to talk about. Looking like another Pirate loss here, 5-0, and then the Penguins get back into action. And I feel like it's a big game. I think we both said, no, we didn't. You said Jari tomorrow night. I think it should be DeSmith. It's going to be, I think, both of them in these back-to-back games. And it just feels like a big game tomorrow night, whether we're going to see the team we saw for a lot of March sort of button it down a little bit, or whether this is going to become a full-blown disaster. It feels like it's going to go one way or the other, doesn't it?
It sure does. I think they're going to come back and have a good pushback tomorrow night. They need one. They've had two bad games in a row. I don't think they're going to give up another touchdown tomorrow night. I'll tell you that.
That would be
Hey, Joe, I got big news for you. Big news before we go. Are you ready for this?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Gregory Polanco just walked. He worked a walk.
Did he? I'm watching the game. I blanked on that, too. There he is. He's on first.
He worked a walk.
All right. Well, we'll end on that note, a note of positivity, and you and I will talk in the morning, Ron. Have a wonderful day.
All right. You too, Joe. Thanks.
You and Pomp heading out to the golf course today by any chance?
Not me. He probably is out there. He's got to get out there before the Masters starts tomorrow. You know that.
Are we going to talk golf over these next few days, Ron? Only if there's a big story, right?
Otherwise, what are we
going to say?
This is the only time we mention golf. The Masters, the U.S. Open. We can talk about it a little bit. It is a big event.
All right. Partly sunny and warm today. It's a good day for golf. High of 80. Afternoon thunderstorm tomorrow. High of 79. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, Route 19 in the South Hills. Get a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle and online at sunchevy.com. Ron?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.